0TR and 4ZLK mobile.
Good morning, Shane. And how you doing today, sir? We're just headed down to the doctor's appointment.
Hi, Shane.
Denise and Tom, I hope the appointment goes well. Yeah, I heard you ID there a minute ago, but I was pulling in to drop a trailer, so thought I would call for you when I got back out and see if you were still there. I'm going to enjoy this weather today. It seems nice already.
We're blessed by the good Lord and Mother Nature, that's for sure. Supposed to be up near 70 degrees today. That's a shocker, but we'll take it. Well, we got to go to the west side of town, and we're up here by Joey's Fireworks, and I think you probably know where that's at.
Offhand, I may have seen it. But, yeah, I'm over here on the south side of town, and we'll head west eventually. Got to head back and get my delivery trailer, see if it's ready, and start giving people some packages.
Mike, you don't do you haul them to another point, though. You're not out at every house along the way like Amazon and Prime, are you?
Regular business deliveries, the same ones every day. They get anywhere from 50 to 200 packages, depending on the customer, and it can vary. And it just helps out the little small package car drivers to not have to have that volume taking up space.
Excellent. Those guys work their butts off, I'll tell you. There was a FedEx delivery yesterday. I ordered a hair dryer, and man, I'm telling you, that young lady, a little black girl, and she just absolutely ruined all the way to the house and all the way back. And I see that with almost all the drivers. They're just really, really working their tails off.
I know for UPS, now we're not supposed to run, or they're not supposed to run, but they say if you go any faster, you'll be running. Walk at a brisk pace. And they know how to load you up where you've got to keep going all day. You don't really have any downtime except for your scheduled breaks.
Good on for them, too. I'm telling you, we've had deliveries at 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night, around the Christmas time, I guess it was. But, all you can say about that is youth. And I couldn't do it. Renee's good. She's really walking just as normal as can be now. It's just totally amazing.
Okay, that's great. I'm glad it's working out well. Yeah, she's got that new bionic hip. She ought to be able to handle one of our heaviest routes. She could probably put everybody to shame with that bionic hip.
I doubt it. She just a miracle, I'll tell you. She said, well, and it was like nothing, you know, and she only had to take Tylenol, and I know I'd have had to take a lot more. I don't see how they cut a 7-inch hole in you and you don't have any pain, but thick skin, I guess. But I'm proud of her, and I'm happy she's moving good. He said it'd be like 12 weeks before it really heals upright. So she's still being careful with it anyway, Shane. But, I didn't do any HF last night. I don't know. Just didn't see anything there. I've been looking for that guy from Mount Athos. I don't have that one, and he's supposed to be on. It's a Sierra Victor station, Sierra Victor 1, and then he'll have a stroke A for Athos if you happen to see him on there. That's a rather rare station. It's a bunch of monks over in Greece.
Did you hear there was a team that went over there? And I know there's a bunch of monks and monasteries on that island. But there was a team that went over there, and they didn't get permission, and they got arrested, and all their equipment confiscated, and they got kicked off.
Oh, I hadn't heard that. How'd you hear that? I just never, I never seen anything about it. Usually, Greer Amateur Radio Club, we get emails all the time, and I've not been to any meetings in a long time, but they announced it, but I didn't know that they got kicked off like that. That's sad.
I'll send you a link to an article that I read. There's a group of guys down there in Georgia that I'm in a signal group with, I think it is, or Telegram, I can't remember, one of them. And they sent out information. They were talking about that yesterday, and I read an article about it. But yeah, apparently one of the monks or a couple of the monks will get on there once a year or so and do a little bit of CW, apparently. But this was an expedition team, apparently, that made a big deal about going over there, but they didn't get any permission, and they just set up. And I don't know if that's the ones you're looking for or not, but they won't be operating.
Oh, I bet money that's the one that I was looking for. No big deal. I got 308, so that just makes 3-9. It wouldn't make any difference. And you know me, I work everything. This is 0TR. Oh, somebody's getting one of those good morning blue light greetings.
Went out of business. Yeah, I wouldn't want to get one of those. All right, Tom, I'm pulling in back on the yard. Looks like they're released the drivers, and it's going to be a pain to get in and get out again. You and Bernice have a good day. I'm sure I'll talk to you later. N0TR, N4ZLK.
On the backside of Paris Mountain for about another 5 minutes or less. Take care. Have a safe day. This is